Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Color is the keyboard, the eyes are the hammers, the soul is the piano with many strings. The artist is the hand that plays, touching one key or another purposely to cause vibrations in the soul. The 20th century painter Vasily Kandinsky wrote that sentiment in his 1911, The Effect of Color. Kandinsky's analogy illustrates that the connection between visual art and musical sound is strong, one informing and expressing the other. And it's this connection between art and music that a 2014 Cyprus Records release from the Huelgas Ensemble explores. Titled La Oreja, the ear of Durbaran, the CD uses the life and work of the 17th century artist Francisco de Durbaran as a point of departure for a recording that reflects the music of his era. Durbaran flourished during the Spanish Golden Age. Much of his art is sacred or religious in nature, embodying the culture of the Counter-Reformation Church that was defined by a pervading sense of mysticism. Visions, intense devotion, aspirations for ecstasy, for a transcendent encounter with God, for a union with the divine, these all fed a religious zeal. Music, in this case, sacred polyphonic vocal music, was a vehicle through which individuals transitioned from the temporal to the spiritual world. And art, in this case, Durbaran's paintings, idealized and propagated the enraptured state. In terms of style, Durbaran is sometimes compared with Caravaggio, given his strong use of chiaroscuro, that is, his contrasting use of light and dark that reinforced the three-dimensionality of a subject. You can see some examples of Durbaran's art included in the booklet that comes with the CD from the Huelgas Ensemble. One painting that illustrates a connection with the spiritual is Durbaran's Ecstasy of St. Francis, a striking depiction of the saint caught in a revelatory vision with his lips parted and eyes turned up. The most unusual, though, is Durbaran's St. Luke as a painter before Christ on the cross. The expression is again one of enlightenment, of a vision. Facing the cross, palette in left hand, right hand over heart, we see an artist, St. Luke, or presumably by extension, Durbaran himself, in a pose of devotion and humility. We'll link to these images on our website, but now, on to the music. What sounds might have been heard in tandem with the colors of Durbaran's brush? The recording from the Huelgas Ensemble offers us a glimpse. Since Durbaran worked for ecclesiastical, primarily monastic, Spanish patrons, the music on this disc mostly features composers who had similar patrons in Spain. In large part, these composers worked as Kapellmeisters in Spanish chapels, and interestingly, several of them are names I've never heard. Andreas Barea, for instance, was chapel master at the cathedrals of Osma, Salamanca, Valladolid, and Palencia. Here's a taste of Barea's Miserere Mei Deus, scored in 8 parts for a double, split choir in the Cori Spezzati tradition. There are a couple of wonderful chromatic moments in this piece. Here's one of my favorite sections. Another piece I really enjoyed from this recording is José de Baquedano's Lamentations of Jeremiah the Prophet, also scored in 8 parts. One striking section is a 35-bar melisma on one word that opens the last verse. The setting of that one word lasts well over a minute and is an example, the liner note tells us, representative of the culture of the time and its, quote, sensual craving for infinity.
Oh.
As much as the church permeated Spanish 17th century culture, Durarán was also a man of the world, and three examples of secular music from the time are also included on this disc. Here's a really nice performance of Manuel Macato's Dos Estrellas Le Siguen that takes its text from poetry by Lope de Vega. The Ear of Durarán, music from the imagined perspective of a painter. You'll find a link to this nicely conceived program from the Huelgas Ensemble when you visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and don't forget to visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.